Chapter 2. Against his better judgment, Ulrich Torp had two important appointments that day. That was more than he had had in total during the past 5 years, he reasoned. It's been a long time, Torp. You ought to take better care of your teeth. Torp tried to nod, but didn't dare with all the metal that was stuck in his mouth. The dentist was used to monologues. It's like with children and cars, the three M's, Torp. Maintenance, maintenance, maintenance. He was almost talking to himself while continuing to rummage in Torp's teeth and oral cavities. It wasn't a pretty sight after 8 years. In the beginning, it had been forgetfulness and procrastination. The last 5 years was because of money. It was late summer and pleasant for a September day, as Khan had remarked when he had left home earlier. He had been complaining for a long time about a small toothache, or maybe it was nothing. Khan pressed him, and eventually he had given in. He could glimpse a treetop through the window behind the dentist's head. The leaves were fluttering in the light breeze. Under the ceiling, just above the dentist's chair, hung a colourful drawing of some children around a lake. 6 children, 2 girls and 4 boys. One of them had a small fishing rod. Now, we'll remove the plaque and do a clean-up. I'll fix the little hole that has been bothering you, and after that we'll make an appointment for next week to change the filling in your back molar. Then we'll be up and running again, Torp. He took out a small drill and let it whine a while before pressing it to the tooth. Ulrich's ears sang for a brief moment. The dentist continued talking indefatigably about his holidays in Spain, house prices in Frederiksberg, and the large number of refugees. Did he talk like this at home, too? Did people who like to never be interrupted choose dentistry for that very reason? Ulrich nodded in agreement whenever possible. Initial signs of periodontal disease, but we can probably take that in our stride. Do you floss? It doesn't look like.